Blog Talk Radio.
Cut the music technician, man. We're back. It's the Outsiders. I'm your host, Hills the Best, also your Super Bowl champion, UE4, with my great co-host, Mr. President. How you been doing, brother?
Man, I'm good. I'm back. I'm back and been away for a while, and folks been tweeting and wondering where I've been. I've been hiding because we've been very angry. So I figure it's just, my mama said, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. And the Outsiders are back despite those nasty rumors, those tweets that came out. We actually have found a new contract that will keep us running until the duration of Madden 17, which is excellent news for me and Prez. Just a little cookie crumbles. We don't get paid as much. We just do it for the love of upper echelon.
Absolutely. You know, I do it because I need, somebody ought to say something. Hello, somebody. So when folks feel that their voices are not being heard, I am the man of the people. Therefore, I will say what everyone else is too afraid of saying. Hello, somebody, because that's what we do. We move mountains. Hello, somebody.
Wait a minute. Now you ain't talking about the Usher moving mountains, I hope.
Excuse me, the who?
Not Usher. The Usher Raymond. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the song.
No, I'm not. I'm not into the now as far as a lot of this hip-hop and R&B that these folks are presenting now. I'm listening to a lot of old school because old school keep me new school. Hello, somebody.
We ain't going to get into that because, I mean, there's a lot of great new school music. I'm surprised to be praised. I mean, Usher is a different show. This is for a different time.
Listen, understand. I do understand Usher because he had a few confessions. Hello, somebody. And for those that know about them confessions, I understand. I know exactly what he said, and then I had to let it burn a few times. So I understand who Usher is. And yes, he is a great artist, but, you know, in today's, when I'm playing my Madden, I don't need to hear Let It Burn. Hello, somebody. I need to hear something kick their teeth in, burn their house down. Hello, somebody.
Wow. So we see what type of music that you're listening to. Some twisted transition. That's rock and roll, if you didn't know, Chris. That's what
right,
that's well, we listening to.
We heavy metal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, teach your own. As the old saying goes. Like I said, we're back. The Outsiders, we're excited. We're going to get into the show. We have a new segment. Like we said, we try to get ourselves together. We're going to crunch up different things. Actually, we're both doing the show live on the road today. So it's always new, always something different going on in The Outsiders. And we had a challenging segment. And it's disgruntled or undervalued or unachieving players. Just players is not producing, and that's what we can just put it out there. Players are not producing, and we're going to go two different type of ways with it. Prez, I know you're excited, and the board meeting you lit up like a fat kid at a candy store when we start talking about this thing.
Yeah, as my stepdaddy used to say, a $2 whore. I got excited. Hello, somebody. So I sure did get excited about this segment, and I just don't know what to do with myself right now.
I understand, man. We're going to jump right on into it. We'll do it like we did before. I zing first, he'll zing second, so forth, so much, and we're I try to keep as much order as we can. First and foremost, the first player that I have on my list as a he'll fall into the category of disgruntled player, and that is the fabulous the fabulous J.J. Watt, or SWAT, as a lot of people refer to him as. He has been stuck in Houston his entire duration through Upper Echelon 4, and it's no fault of the owner of the Texans. I would not trade him as well, but he is a disgruntled player. As we tried to reach out to him many times before on The Outsider, we just talked to him and tweet and text, and he always sends back frustrating remarks, and he is just upset down there in Houston in the Lone Star State. They're not winning games. They're developing. They're getting a lot of offensive players in, but they just seem to not score enough points. And he wants a little bit more defensive backs put in. He feels like the coaching scheme is a joke. He's disgruntled. Chris, what do you see down there from J.J. Watt? I play him twice a season, and he is always just emotionally and not in a positive way.
Well, he has every right to be angry. When you think about the talent that has been on that team and the opportunities that that team has had to do something, and each time they let the city down. So I can understand J.J. Watt's frustration, and I can understand why he wants to get out. But here's the thing. He's getting old now. He's getting a little old in the tooth. Father Time don't care who you are. Hello, somebody. So the question is, does he have enough time to make an impact somewhere else, or would he be willing, or is he constrained by the contract? There's so many things that we wonder with J.J. Watt, and I honestly think his best days are behind him. I don't see him going anywhere else unless he becomes a free agent. The Texans doesn't like to make moves about people with names, so you'll be better off trying to get somebody who's good that don't have a name, and you make him fool them.
Yeah, and to just echo that before we get into your list, J.J. Watt is 30 years old. He has 3 years left on his $98 million contract, so he's not going anywhere. That's a big-time cap hit for the Texans to move him. So he'll be 33, 34 by the time that contract is up. His time might be over. Chris, who's the first name on your list?
All right, well, my guy is someone who I targeted in the draft a few seasons ago, and I just knew he was going to be the quarterback of the future. And he went to the Cleveland Browns. And I remember trying to do everything in my power to get him away from the Cleveland Browns. And let me tell you, underachieve may not be the word. His overall is a 76. His throw power, he always had great attributes. His throw power is a 96. His short accuracy is a 91. His medium accuracy is a 91. His deep ball is an 83. You say, what's wrong with this guy? His awareness is 37. So what that tells me is he can have charts, numbers off the charts, but he will never be what he needs to be because he ain't got his mind right. With a 37 overall, instead of using those XPs to put on his short, medium, and deep, you might want to put it on his mind because 37 ain't going to get you nowhere. So that's a big disappointment for me. The quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Andrew Perez, he's in his third season who, like I said, the sky was the limit. You look at his attributes and you say, hey, he is the guy, but he's not smart enough. He can't decipher from particular defenses, and it shows with his 37 awareness. That's my guy. What's your take on it?
Wow, and as I look at this guy, I never really looked at his attributes. He is like you said, he is Dan Marino, with a little bit of John Elway, because he has speed to go with that gigantic arm, 77 speed, 85 acceleration. He's got a gigantic arm, very accurate, but like you said, he cannot read a playbook. He can't read a defense. So he don't understand what throws, the type of throws to make, even though he's accurate. He's just not getting it together. And shame on the Browns for not developing him the proper way. Yes, he won the MVP last season, but in the biggest game of his career, this team scored 7 points in the AFC Championship game against the Tennessee Titans in a laugher. So I agree with you. He has not became the player that he should be, because he should be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Well, right. Well, let me stop you there. Ryan Tannehill, breaking news out of Miami since you brought Ryan Tannehill up. Ryan Tannehill has no longer been a quarterback. We had a quarterback. His name was Dallas Gray. But Dallas Gray has just been traded to the 49ers, and people say you're 3-1. You know, your Spencer is having a career season, 31 catches, 950, 60-something yards, and, you know, 12 touchdowns, something crazy, something outrageous in the first four games. And they say you're getting rid of his quarterback. And I say to you, Mama, my mama said, when things ain't right, you move as fast as you can. And I do not have the cap space to sign him because I still have Sue. I have Tannehill. So I could have made it work, but I felt that sometimes it's better to say goodbye. Hello, somebody. So Dallas Gray,
wow.
I wish you well in San Francisco. You are leading the league in efficiency and everything else. But that's how we do in Miami. We will blow it up from the start. And if we have to start over, therefore shall it be. But that's just how it is. But Tannehill will no longer see the field in Miami. His days are over.
So who are you going with? Ryan Langford. That's who you're going with now.
It looks like he will be the guy because Dallas Gray is no longer on the team. Therefore, we will be molding Mr. Langford. And he's a black quarterback. Hello, somebody. And I don't know if y'all don't understand. I do love black quarterbacks. You know, black myself.
I didn't know I was. Okay.
Right. He's a black quarterback. And so I'm going to make sure that he does what he do and get his start, because I got calls from people and they was like, hey, you don't give the brother a fair shake. You automatically gave a job to the white guy. I say, listen, I gave a job to the best man, the next man up, and who was the best man up. And unfortunately, now he is the man. Therefore, he will have to do what he needs to do. But also to the league, Jaquez Spencer will break all types of records this season. That's all I'm going to say. With four games in, he's almost at 1,000 yards receiving, over 10 touchdowns. I'm expecting 3,000 yards, 30 touchdowns with this guy this year.
Wow, that is a lofty expectation for Mr. Spencer. And as I'm looking, I'm a Woody Page type guy, so I'm looking at your schedule. You will rest up next week. Have an extra week, so everything is starting to make sense with this trade. You trade out Dallas Gray, and you make it seem like you just trade him out and you're throwing him into the wolves, but not so fast, my friend. You have a bye week, so you have a whole week. His game, his system into your franchise, so that's actually a very intelligent move. So you didn't just pull something out the hat. You have calculated and made that decision to get rid of Gray and transition it to the bye week with the new guy. So I like that move by the Dolphins.
Well, I hate to cut you off, but what did it for me was I went to go re-sign Dallas Gray, and he wanted 5 years, $85 million. And I said, I don't know where they do that at, but they're not going to do it here. Therefore, you need to go do that somewhere else. So
that's for the people
at
home that can't do math. That's $15 million a season, right?
Hello, somebody. Yeah. Really a little more, like 16 and a half.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I couldn't do it. I got a guy, Mr. Lane, who ready. I just couldn't pull the trigger on that. That was foolish. That was crazy. And considering everything that the Dolphins organization have been through as far as the having to release D. Ford, who did not want to leave Miami, his wife had purchased a home. She was feeling good.
Yeah.
But whatever the case may be, he's no longer a Dolphin. So we have been just doing it on the fly right now.
Okay.
With that being said,
we're looking at your schedule, and for you to throw a quarterback in, it was smart for the bye week, but let's look at your schedule afterwards. You have Dallas coming up fly, who is always a guy that does a number on guys that can score points. You got the Cincinnati Bengals. We never know. You have your little rivalry matchup with New England Patriots. Y'all will face for the second time. And he said he has something for you in that game. Then you have the Baltimore Ravens. Then you have your arch rival, Mr. Ill Will. Then you have RHS. Then you have the Buffalo Bills. My goodness, Perez. where do you see victories coming at from the Miami Dolphins?
You know, we don't look at the schedule and count wins or losses. That's not how we do. So our next game is our next game, when that next game may be, and that will be against the Dallas Cowboys. So therefore, we will worry about flying. You know, Fly and I always have great games, very high-flying games. And so I expect another high-flying game against Fly. And I'm not worried about the New England Patriots, because one thing about the New England Patriots, they are a facade. What you see is not what you think it is. It is something of a mirage. It's kind of hard to describe this phony. I mean, I guess that's the best way. You know,
wow.
He huffs and puffs and he gets in the chat and he talks his talk. But I want to let him know that Miami Dolphins will not allow him to win again, because I took offense to when he decided that he wanted to celebrate. Like, see, the game would have been a closer game, and I might have would have said, hey, let's call off the dogs. But once when I see that you disrespect my team by celebrating, everything goes out the window. Okay? I am trying to demolish you. So the next time we play, I am going for 80. That is the goal. We are going for 80 points against the New England Patriots, and I'm going to teach that trash. Hello, somebody. You say test form
wow,
B,
wow.
But I tell them what. You bring test form B, I got a great can of ass whooping, and it's waiting on you.
Hold on. Wait a minute. So well, let's clear up some things quickly. We got off topic, and we're going to stick where we are right now. So you're telling me, first of all, you went in the chat the other day and said next time it's going to be 70. So from that day, from 2 days ago, 48 hours ago, you went from saying we're just going to hang 70 on you. Now you want to push the 80 burger, which you know is going to come with a one-game suspension. So you're basically saying you don't care. You're just trying to send a message to the Patriots. That's what you're basically telling me. Right?
This is what I'm saying. I am a student of the game. And if it's clicking on all cylinders, I don't say, hey, let's call off the dogs because we got 70 points. That's not how we play. We have XP. We have goals that we're trying to reach. So I cannot call the dogs off because I might not reach those goals. So what I'm saying to you, if like one game suspension comes from me playing the game that needs to be played, then so be it, because an ass whooping is something that has to be given to the New England Patriots because they're cocky, they're corny, and they played out. Hello, somebody.
Wow. I see, Prez, you are back, my friend. This is the Prez with fire, ammunition. This guy is on fire right now. Prez is calling a beatdown.
The only person that I respect in the AFC East is the Bills, because he has my number. But I tell you what, I'll be dialing here soon.
Wow. So with that being said, Prez, now you have led me to this question. Prez, you were so close to the playoffs last season. Now, for people that don't realize, despite all the things that the Giants and the Patriots do say in the chat, the Miami Dolphins has made the playoffs and has won a playoff game. You was a playoff team in year one. Year two and three, you kind of was in a filling out process, rebuilding process. Last year, you got back on track winning some games, and if you wasn't sick, we both do kind of agree, you probably would have won those two games you were sick, and you would have definitely been in the playoff race last season. Now, with that being said, is the Miami Dolphins, after making such a big splash mid-season, early in the first quarter of the season, are you still telling me this team has got enough on this team right now to win at least 10 games to get in the postseason in the AFC?
The Miami Dolphins are going to stay on course. They're going to do whatever they need to do to be victorious. They're going to continue to chip, you know, continue to pound the ball. We're going to continue to do whatever we need to do to be victorious. And if you're asking, do we think we'll make the playoffs, not only will we make the playoffs, we will upset the defending Super Bowl champions this year.
Wow. That's the type of stuff that we like to hear on the outside. That's a bold statement. Now, the Miami Dolphins are going to be 10-6. Yeah, at least 10-6 from your calculation.
No, that was your calculations. I never gave a number. You gave a number. So please don't speak on me as being the one to get you. You said 10 and 6, not IU. So that is your calculations. You never asked me what my calculations were. So
what do you think your team record will be then, Mr. President? Well, you're gonna have already got one loss. Hold up, you got one loss, and you're gonna have two because you're gonna hang 80 on the Patriots. So you're already putting in your mind you're gonna have two losses. So how many losses are you gonna have throughout the season?
You know, it might just be those two. Because I tell you what, the Browns, I've circled that on my calendar. You took my player, so I'm going to – I owe you, okay? And I want to say something because I have – last week I suffered some real dark days in this league, and I did not know if I was going to come out of the back end. But I want to thank a unlikely source, someone who has – been there for me when I needed a shoulder to lean on. And I just want to give big ups to Will. You know, you taught me from going over that edge, and I appreciate it because I will bring a Super Bowl to Miami, but I'm going to send you a piece of it because you deserve everything that happens this season because you are the reason why I'm still here. And I want to thank you for talking me off that ledge, and I will not do you wrong. Only on week 10 when I beat your ass. That's it.
Wow. So an unlikely source. Two arch nemesis. Wow. Sometimes that's what it takes. Your arch nemesis is the one to keep you from doing the drastic things. Now, Prez, let's spin off of this real quickly off the Miami Dolphins. And by the way, I'm your defending champ here in Upper Echelon, currently on a 16-game winning streak. And I don't see that stopping no time soon. So let's go ahead and put that out there for the rest of these gems, bums, scums, peasants, all at Upper Echelon. I just want you to know no one will dethrone the Tennessee Titans unless we're ready to surrender the crown. Now, with that being said, Prince, let's get on to some serious business. Yesterday evening, I'm not sure if you're aware, but as we was going through the motions of contacting players for some things that they did run, some infractions, the Jacksonville Jaguars was suspended. So he took the punk move out. He started cutting players, and I booted him while he was in the mix of gutting and destroying the Jacksonville Jaguars. Friends, I'm not sure if you was aware of that or not, but what do you have to say about guys that gets in their feelings and just guts a team, not just quit a league, have to be booted while they're in the process of destroying a franchise?
You don't have to take it there. You know, just walk away. You know, like I said, I was on the verge of that myself, but I would never do that to a team because it's no need. You just walk away. And what I have put together in the Miami Dolphins, if it wasn't for what we have built here, we have built something here that will stand the test of time. And I can guarantee you that our linebacking core, our defensive backs, I mean, we're just solid. And Jacquez Spencer is the leader of this team. I know we didn't want to spend a lot of time speaking on the Miami Dolphins, but I've been gone for a long time, so people don't know what's been going on behind the scenes. So, therefore, I will let you know. We are building something that will not be destroyed. Hello, somebody. We are building, that tree that stands in the water, and it shall not be moved. Hello. I'm done.
Wow. That's a powerful statement. But for me to get back on with the original statement, guys, this league, if you want to ever walk away from this league, hey, we're not going to ever stop you from doing that. Just please, out of respect for the other users in the league, please don't gut a team and destroy a team like he done. Because I'm saying a punk move, and that's the cleanest I can say.
It's a bitch move. It's a bitch move. Let's call it what it is. We all adults. We're adults here. It's a bitch move. But since we're talking about bitch moves, let me speak on another bitch move. Holding players who cannot do their part in re-signing them 17 weeks and being available during the re-sign period. I feel it's a bitch move to hold these players because if that's the case, there is no need for me to sit here and try to re-sign all week. I feel we should just hold everybody playing, whether you can make it or not. You don't know how long it's going to be. If when you get into this slippery slope a hole in players. It jeopardizes the integrity of free agency. And I feel enough is enough, and something should be done. If you can't make it, you can't make it. But you cannot. Something must be done. It should be a rule against it. And I've lost players. Clearly, people lost players. But you shouldn't be holding players because you couldn't do what you needed to do. A lot of people missed that four-hour window. So I just feel that was ridiculous. And somebody ought to say something. So I'm going to say it. And something needs to be done. And lastly, on my rant about that, is I feel that the committee for trades is perfect, is beautiful. The committee does great things about the trades, but I feel like certain things that affect everybody, i.e. voting on a time or voting on specific rules. In the NFL, they have 32 owners, and you need the majority of all 32 owners to approve something. And I feel that you should have 32 owners voting on a time for the draft, voting on certain things, and just not by a select few, because I feel like with a select few, you have this system that we have in America with our political system. It's corrupt. Not saying you guys are corrupt, but it's easily to be manipulated. It's easily to be seen as corrupt. So therefore, what you do is you open it up to everybody. That's something that you take to the committee and you run it back. And just when we're voting on rule times, please let everybody vote. Not what's good for six people. Let's just see what 32 people say. And the majority of them 32, that's what we roll with. That's democracy.
I agree with that. With a lot of things that's being said that's in the group, and I'm gonna try to take these last 3 minutes and run us as quickly as possible through each thing that's being discussed and frustration was said in. Free agency was a big disappointment, in my opinion, personally, like Prez and Clemmy and others, that if you miss out, you miss out. Because let's be facts. Some guys not going to make the offseason anyway because they choose not to make the offseason, which is fine and dandy and whatever the situation may be. Life does happen, so you can't commit yourself to a video game all the time. I respect that. More power to you, man. Live your life. With us holding it, it was something that we just agreed with the committee and the things that we've done. We feel like that was the best move. It was not always fair to everyone because, me personally, I had over $80 million in free agency. I could have splashed and dabbed and got a lot of good players, but it hurt and didn't benefit my team as well. Going on with the rules process, it's always we have things and revenues, a way to express yourself. We just need guys to tap into that source. We know guys don't want to use the group, use the website, but we have it on the website, rule suggestions, rules. We have a lot of on the website. If you just post it up, let us know, hey, I got something in the phone, we can check in and be more cleaner than guys just coming in the group and suggesting their opinions and stirring the pot, as we like to say. Get it going in there, and then we can continue on getting the process moved a lot smoother. With the 32 vote, we have 90 seconds, as our person is telling. Joe is telling us 90 seconds left in the show. As far as us voting 32 owners, it will be an ideal situation to get 32 guys to come to an agreement on something or to just vote on something. That's the problem, though. If we contact 30 guys, maybe 15 of them only respond. So we cannot go off of the 15 that don't respond. As far as the draft, we did. We had a lot of guys to comment in group, but we also, me personally, I take at least 12 other players that's not in the group, and they was all in agreement where either they couldn't make the draft or the draft would be better for them Sunday as well. Even though it was Valentine's Day, it took a little hit for a lot of the people that did want to do something, the people that worked, as Prez worked and others did work as well. We're running out of time on the show, so hopefully if we can, we're going to try to get another 30-minute segment. Hopefully we can get DJ M to join that segment as well, because as much as people might not like Mr. Prez, Prez is the voice of the people. He does a lot to try to fight for, as he likes to say, the underdog in the fight. And with that being said, we're going to end this episode of The Outsiders. Tom Hill's the best.
I'm moving over to the next studio. I'm Prez.
Okay, and we're going to get going on the next segment. Let's go.